Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll be getting more details on this breaking news. A police search warrant earlier today. Reporters observed uniformed officers and cop vehicles outside the home of the Clark County Public Administrator, a gentleman by the name of Robert Tellis. He has been the focus of recent reporting by the late Jeff Gehrman. Authorities apparently had taped off a section around Tellis' home. Then about 9 o'clock this morning, they were serving search warrants in the 7200 block of Bronze Circle where the killing actually occurred. So we're going to get more information on this as the day progresses. But just an incredibly tragic murder. Really sad. We'll talk more about this coming up. Also, coming up, more reaction. There's all kinds of new reaction to what's going on with the former President Donald J. Trump and the Mar-a-Lago raid and a whole bunch more. We will get to that in due time. In fact, when we come back, we'll get some legal expertise from Greg Jarrett talking about the DOG, the Department of Justice, that they apparently they lost big time yesterday judge down in Florida. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, we have bumper-to-bumper flows right now in Interstate 15 southbound. That is between Sahara and Tropicana there on Interstate 15 South, possibly caused by the lack of HOV lane availability in that area. On Interstate 15, both directions, in fact, between Warm Springs and Tropicana. That project should be completed within the next couple of weeks. Also, a little bit of congestion as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515 westbound. That's at Eastern Avenue. And do remember the overnight road work. That's on Interstate 15 South at Prim Boulevard in Prim, Nevada. That closure of the ramp begins at 9.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders open up the season this Sunday on the road visiting the LA Chargers. Vegas perfect in the preseason in four games. Tight end Darren Waller's been questionable with a hamstring injury, but head coach Josh McDaniel says he'll practice Wednesday. Offensive tackle Brandon Parker remains on the injured reserve, as does defensive end Jordan Jenkins. The Las Vegas Aces are headed to the WNBA Final. 97-92, the win over Seattle in game four of the best of five semifinal series. They'll take on the winner of this Thursday's Connecticut-Chicago matchup. Chicago, the defending champs. Pacific Coast League last night, Reno put up 5 in the 8th to get by Salt Lake 9-6. Vegas with an 8-1 win at Sacramento. Reno riding a 3-game winning streak. They lead the West Division in the PCL by 9 games over Las Vegas. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy home-style French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. Of course, the big news nationally, the Department of Justice loses big time in that judge's ruling down in Florida in the special masters case. This is going to be a big, big story. This is going to be like Russiagate and, you know, Trump is an agent of Russia. I mean, all of that, the Mueller report, all these things that they've come up with and they've thrown it up against the wall and nothing sticks. Now, it's interesting that none of this stuff has been able to stick. There are no indictments. There's no nothing. Nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Greg Jarrett was on Fox last night, which I always love at night, being able to get home and turn on Fox News Channel. In his words, the Department of Justice, the DOJ, lost big time in this judge's ruling on the special masters case. Greg Jarrett last night on Fox. Here it is.
Look, the judge seemed to be saying here that Merrick Garland went too far. He grabbed too much and he gabbed too much, whispering into the ears of the media that hate Donald Trump derogatory negative information about the contents of the very documents that Garland seeks to conceal. And the judge talked about the irreparable injury, the potential harm, the indelible stain that the president suffers as a consequence, an effort to convict him in the court of public opinion. But the judge also seemed very skeptical about the volume, the sheer expanse of what the FBI went in and did at Mar-a-Lago. They vacuumed up everything except the carpets and the chandelier. 11,000 documents, 1,800 more other items described by the judge, not to mention 520 documents that are confidential and covered by the attorney-client privilege. And that doesn't even include executive privilege. And this was the big blow to Merrick Garland. The judge deflated his argument that Joe Biden has the authority to nullify a former president's executive privilege by simply waiving it. And the judge pointed out there's a case before the Supreme Court just this year in which the high court suggested that you can't do that. That would render meaningless any president's executive privilege. So, you know, this is a big blow to Merrick Garland, but he's not the kind of guy who takes it sitting down. I suspect he is seriously considering an appeal.
No word yet on an appeal. We are kind of on appeal watch, but there's nothing in the hopper yet, and we don't know if that will be coming down. But you can bet that Merrick Garland will not take this lying down. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents great live entertainment featuring comedian Jim Brewer. September 9th to the 11th.
I hate when the doctor said, the first thing he said, he's like, you're going to have to start taking a baby aspirin every
day. One of Comedy Central's top 100 greatest stand-ups of all time.
I said, for what? Well, you're 50. You're going to be dead soon.
Tickets to the box office online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. It's time to laugh at the showroom at South Point. 18 and over.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the city council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You've seen the ads. You've seen the president last Thursday at Independence Hall talking about election deniers. But what they never tell you is that Democrats over the last few years have been election deniers big time, calling Donald J. Trump an illegitimate president. Listen to Sean Hannity last night on the Fox News Channel and how Dems were really election deniers in 2016 and beyond. Here it is.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
So let me make sure I have this straight. If you ever question the results of an election, you are a threat to democracy, unless, of course, you're a Democrat. Here's the tape to prove it.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
the president is an illegitimate racist occupying the White House.
The Russian weighing in on the election, the Russian attempt to have the election, and frankly, the FBI's weighing in on the election, I think makes his election illegitimate.
He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal, and we're going to be stuck for six more years with this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
That is but the tip of the iceberg. Take a look at your screen. Almost every major Democrat in America has been an election denier at some point during their career. It would literally take us the entire hour to show you every single instance that we have, that we've chronicled. Now, of course, they all get a pass from the big guy, Joe Biden, and the media mob, even his own press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is a frequent election denier herself and a conspiracy theorist. She accused Donald Trump of stealing the election in 2016. And in 2020, she tweeted, quote, "Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams." But today she told our very own Peter Ducey that it was okay for her to claim elections were stolen because she had a really good reason to do it. Take a look.
You tweeted in 2016 Trump stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now.
Yeah. So let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous.
I have been.
Well, you're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
If Democrats question election results, they're not a threat to democracy. They don't care less about free and fair elections. They never graciously accept election results themselves, and we've got all the evidence to prove it.
And I guarantee you, November 8th, you'll see a lot of that in play, where Democrats start challenging various elections, maybe here in the state. But enough about politics, even though we are 62 days away from Election Day, November the 8th. Make sure you mark it down on your calendar. Make sure you vote. But let's talk about something more pleasant, shall we? Like the Aces. They're headed to the WNBA, not the conference finals, the finals in the WNBA. Wouldn't it be great to have a championship, a world championship right here in Las Vegas? Wouldn't that be cool? Gentleman Jim Dallas is hanging out at the sports desk today. And I got to tell you, this is getting exciting. And I tell you, I didn't get turned on by this stuff for probably till maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But, man, this is a good basketball team.
They are a good basketball team. They are the number one seed. And I think the run that the Golden Knights had in 2017 in their first season, and they made it all the way to the finals, it was very exciting. Even though they didn't win that championship, they did win their conference. So we want to congratulate their run. And you're right, we're hungry. We're hungry for a championship. And wouldn't it be something if the Raiders could bring a Super Bowl championship as well? But back to the Aces. They beat the Seattle Storm 97-92 in the best-of-five series. And that game, by the way, it happened to be the very last game for Sue Bird, who is a 20-year WNBA star with Seattle, and she's retiring after 20 seasons. So a career well done for Sue Bird as she moves on to the next phase. But for the Aces, they're going to be hosting Game 1. This coming Sunday at the Michelob Ultra Arena here right across the street from our radio station there near Mandalay Bay. And they're either going to be playing the defending champs, the Chicago Sky, or the Connecticut Sun. And they play their Game 5 and their semifinal tomorrow. So the winner of that game will be up against the Aces on Sunday.
It's going to be interesting to see. And the WNBA, to me, has always been kind of a mystery. It doesn't get the sort of coverage that the NBA gets or the NHL or world team tennis, some to say in some communities. But the fact is that people are starting to get turned on by it. I mean, and there are some big crowds that are starting to be attracted to the WNBA.
I think what you notice, it looks more like a pickup basketball game than, let's say, college, men's college or the NBA, because those guys are just so big and dominant, and they're dunking all the time, which, let's face it, you know, the average guy who gets off of work at 5 o'clock and meets his buddies at 6:30 at the basketball court, you play a little differently. And that's what they do in the WNBA. The defense is more of a premium, and the passing game and just working as a team. It's fundamental basketball at its best, and it starts this Sunday right across the street.
It's gonna be big. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh, you already know that answer.
Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by Concerned Veterans for America. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's get some phone calls in before the top of the hour. We'll be